Well, could it be a turning point in the violence between Israel and Hamas, which has already claimed more than 200 deaths? US President Joe Biden has expressed his support for a ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas. In a phone conversation with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Joe Biden has talked about engaging with Egypt to get a deal on the table. Rachel Mealy reports.
Children sift through the wreckage of homes and buildings in Gaza City after another early morning Israeli rocket attack. The Palestinian group Hamas fired rockets from their side too, directed at towns across southern Israel. On the Israeli side, the missile defence system known as the Iron Dome is holding firm and minimising the loss of life. Palestinians say more than 200 have died, including 60 children. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seemed unwavering.
The directive is to continue to strike at terror targets. The IDF is doing well. Today it's eliminated another senior Islamic Jihad commander. We've hit a Hamas naval unit and we continue to strike at the underground infrastructure, the so-called Hamas metro and other targets. We will continue to act as necessary to restore peace and security to all residents of Israel.
But after he made that comment, he took a call from US President Joe Biden. The White House says President Biden gave his support for a ceasefire and talked about working with Egypt to get a deal put together. Martin Indyke is a former US special envoy for Israeli-Palestinian negotiations and a former ambassador to Israel. He spoke to RN Breakfast.
The critical issue at the moment, I think, is to convince Prime Minister Netanyahu that there's nothing more to be gained from continuing the rounds of attacks and rocket attacks from Hamas, and that it's time to bring it to an end. That he hasn't been up to now ready to do that, but I think that after 7 days, the United States is basically telling him to wrap it up now.
Egypt has been a mediator in past conflicts between Israel and Hamas. Other world leaders are also getting behind the suggestion, and the diplomatic wheels appear to be grinding into motion. French President Emmanuel Macron says he'll call the Egyptian president to talk about it.
On this, we have decided to have in the coming days a discussion with the president and the King of Jordan so that we can all together try to see how we can make concrete proposals on this path.
He says both Israel and Hamas need to be open to work with the outside negotiators.
And so for me, it's about a process of a ceasefire that comes as soon as possible, which we're calling for as part of our wishes, and the construction of a possible path for discussion among the different parties.
But the Turkish president, Tayyip Erdogan, says the US has been slow to act and has blood on its hands because it's been supplying weapons to Israel.
Mr. Biden, you took sides with Armenians on so-called Armenian genocide. Now, unfortunately, you are writing history with your bloody hands in this incident, which is a serious disproportionate attack on Gaza and is leading to the martyrdom of hundreds of thousands of people.
Former US Ambassador Martin Indyke says any effort to resolve the conflict is a waste of time without Israeli and Hamas leadership coming to the party.
Each side has their own narrative and justification, but it doesn't resolve the conflict, and that just continues. You know, there have been plenty of efforts to try to resolve the conflict. I've devoted my life to it, and American willpower alone has not been sufficient. The conditions simply are not there. The leadership on both sides doesn't exist for the kind of resolution of this conflict that will put an end to it once and for all.
That's former US Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyke ending that report from Rachel Mealy.